he went by the name 4200 Dogface 208. That's what he was known as. That TikTok video was huge. And his name, I think, is Nathan Apodaca. Hey, Nathan, did I get your name right? Welcome to WGN in Chicago. How are you?
What's up? Shout out to Chicago, Chi-Town area. Yeah, you got it perfect on the dot. You said it better than most people do.
That's exactly what I thought you would sound like, by the way. So, that, and what does your handle mean on TikTok? What is that?
420, that's what I do. Dogface is the name, and 208 is where I stay.
I don't know what you just said. What do you do?
420, you know what I mean? Herbo healing, the green.
Well, I understand that, but so are you a retailer of marijuana, or you just enjoy
I just enjoy it. I enjoy the fruits and the fruits of it, you know what I mean? It puts me in a place, you know, puts me on cloud nine where, you know, where I can just sit and chill and just watch everybody roll by in life.
So that's a good handle then for a social media post. And so then you put this video up. Talk to me about that. Was that something you thought about and choreographed, or did you just throw that up haphazard and had no idea what you were getting yourself into?
No, not really. You know, I mean, it was like something that came up because, you know, the situation I was in. My car dies from time to time, you know what I mean? It was like, it happens often, so it's really nothing to me, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I was driving to work, and then it dies, so then it clicks, and when it clicks, that's when I know I need to jump, and it won't start right, you know, just right off the bat. So I was like, okay, I have less than 10 minutes to get to work, but my work isn't far, you know, it's walking distance, you know, and everything like that. But so I was like, all right, I turned around, I had my juice with me in my truck, had my board with me in case I ran out of gas or in case this happens, you know, like I said, I'm always prepared. So then I took off going to work and I listened to Gary Vee, and Gary Vee says in his speeches, you know, from time to time, post content, you know, no matter what, you know, if you like it or not, your viewers are viewing you. Sometimes they might want to see what you don't want to see, you know, whatever. So I listened to that and I post daily, like 4 to 5 times a day, just from what he said, you know, and I was going to work and it seemed to me like it's been over 24 hours or something like that since I posted anything. So I was falling behind of what I was usually doing. So I was like, okay, well, I need to get a video up before I get to work. And like I said, I had maybe 10 minutes, maybe 7 minutes. I don't know. So then I was walking to work because you have to go up the up ramp before you go down the off ramp or whatever it is. And I was going through my favorite list, and then Dreams was right on one of the ones that was on top, and I'm glad it was because, like I said, I think I shuffled through maybe 2 songs before I got to Dreams. And then I just seen, like I said, my setting when I was walking, I seen a video in my head just skating down, you know. I seen it all before I did it. And I was like, okay, let's see if I could just do this, and then we'll just go to work. And then I went down the hill, got the video done. Like I said, I could barely hear it from the wind and everything. So that's why, yeah, it was just, I didn't know where the part was at times, and it came in and cut out. And when I got down to the end of the hill, I was like, hey, I think I can go up and do it again. I looked at the time. I had no time to run all the way back up the hill. So I was like, all right, I'm keeping what I have.
One cut. You did it in one cut.
One cut.
How many followers did you have before you made that video?
Before the video, I had 750,000 followers. And after the video, it just went insane. And on IG, I only had 30,000.
Okay, so 30,000. So you went from what to what is what I'm trying to figure out here.
Okay, IG was my biggest jump. It was from, like I said, 30,000 to, I think, now I'm sitting at 3.3 million. But it got like a million within, like, I don't know, days, I'm guessing.
So I heard that
TikTok jumped too.
Yeah, so I heard that you were financially strapped, but you say you have a job. What do you do for a living?
I've been working in a potato warehouse all my life, basically, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was doing that, and yeah, I was homeless. I was living in a RV at the time. I was staying at my mom's prior to that. I moved into a little shed in the back of her house, and yeah, after that, like I said, the house got sold that she was living in, so we all had to move from there. I went and lived in a tent off the side of the river for like 2 months while I was still working. Like I said, I wasn't trying to be America's charity case. I was working, I was eating, I had places to go, you know what I mean? It's just not me to go and live with my little sister, you know what I mean?
Are you married? Do you have family?
I am married now. And yes, I have 2 girls, and they lived in Montana with their mom at the time.
Okay.
And when I got my RV is when my oldest decided to stay in Idaho with me. And
Where
like
are you,
months
Nathan,
after that.
Hold on, Nathan. Where are you now, Nathan? Where do you live now?
Idaho Falls, always.
Is that where that video was shot, in Idaho Falls?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. So now it's going to go up for sale on Saturday, the NFT, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's supposed to be priced at $500,000. I guess that's where the bidding will start.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a game changer for anybody in America. Imagine you getting $500,000. I understand that Fleetwood Mac and Ocean Spray have said that the song and their logo can't be used in the NFT. So what does that mean then to the value of this? Are you getting advice, and what are you hearing about that?
As far as I know, you know what I mean, this video made the world smile, you know, and the Juice and the song plays a part in it, you know. Shout out to Ocean Spray, you know, they've like helped me out beyond words that I can explain, you know what I mean? They've helped me with the honeymoon, they've given me job opportunities.
Oh, really?
With this, you know, after this, you know, yeah. So like I said, they've helped me out immensely, you know what I mean? Like I have so much love for Ocean Spray, and I didn't ask them for a thing, you know what I mean? Same as Fleetwood Mac, I haven't asked them for anything, you know what I mean? And when
you did a lot for both of them, but hold on a second. So
yeah.
Ocean Spray then stepped up and paid for your honeymoon?
Yeah, they gave me a honeymoon gift, you know what I mean? straight out of the kindness of their hearts, you know?
And you helped Fleetwood Mac, I would say. Not that they needed help, they're Fleetwood Mac, but I know sales went through the roof and everybody fell in love with Dreams all over again. But so are you mad at these two organizations or entities, though, because they won't allow you to use their stuff in the NFT?
I'm just disappointed, you know what I mean? Like I said, shouts out to Ocean Spray. I don't have, you know, no nothing with them. You know, like I said, they've stepped up and did what they did. I have nothing but love for them. Fleetwood Mac, I'm just disappointed because, like I said, I haven't asked them for anything, you know, since this whole thing popped off or anything like that. I'm not looking to get a handout or anything like that.
Yeah.
When the NFT popped off, Warner, they suggested it to us, you know, my management team, that we should try to put this together, and we could obviously probably potentially get way more than what we even imagine, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Warner is the publishing company for the Fleetwood Mac catalog, right? And so they reached out to you to do what?
To put it on the NFT.
But then they changed.
We're excited. We're going. we're happy, you know. So then they do their part and then go to their higher ups, you know, to Stevie. And Stevie's like, nope.
I don't understand that. It's off. Okay.
So, I don't understand either. It hurts my heart. But then, like I said, that could possibly help the NFT because everything that, you know, I've done for them, you know, and like I said, they didn't need my help at all. But, you know, obviously they got.
All right. Hold on a second. Nathan, I got 30 seconds left. So what do you think? What are you going to get? Do you have any idea? What are you hearing?
Let's shoot for the stars. You know what I mean? Everybody reach out to my manager, Giottoni Inc., for the link for the NFT, and yeah, let's go.
How do you have a team? You don't have a management team. You're a longboarding guy with a truck that breaks down with some cranberry raisins
right?
in your hand. You've got a team now?
Yeah, I got a team. It's amazing, you know what I mean? Got good people working with me. Shout out to Giottoni Inc., you know. They helped me out a lot in many things that I don't know how to go from anything. I wouldn't be getting any of these opportunities without them.
Yeah. It's a crazy country. Well, good luck to you, Nathan. We'll see how it goes, and maybe some of our listeners will bid it up, but I wish you well.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out.
Like I say, that's exactly what I thought he would sound like.